He's in the midst of a sexism row after comments he made about a senior member of staff at Belfast City Council. Graham Craig was speaking during a meeting last night when he explained a fellow male councillor often whizzes past on his bike, but Mr Craig went on to say he gets a slightly greater pleasure seeing the chief executive, Suzanne Wiley, go past on hers. Ms Wiley was in the chamber at the time. Mr Craig was asked to withdraw his comments, but apparently he didn't. Let me speak to an SDLP councillor, Donald Lyons, who was there. Donald, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. So, you know, I'm trying to visualise a sense of how this was said, because to me, the man, on the very day that David Moyes, or over the last couple of days, David Moyes has been in the press for what is unacceptable commentary in what he said, because there was a, whether he was joking or not, there certainly was the slap word used, and threatening a woman in any way, even in humour, is unacceptable. But this councillor down at Belfast City Council, if he said, as is indeed in the Belfast Telegraph this morning, let me just read how Suzanne Breen writes it. She says, a DUP councillor is at the centre of a City Hall sexism storm after saying he enjoyed the sights of Belfast Council chief executive on a bicycle. Councillor Graham Craig made the controversial comment in the City Hall last night as Council Chief Suzanne Wiley sat in the chamber. During a debate on cycling, the DUP man had remarked how he occasionally saw the PUP councillor Dr John Kyle out on his bike, but he added, and I often have a slightly greater pleasure of the chief executive whizzing past me on her bicycle in the morning, which does quickly lighten one's step. You see, I'm almost interpreting how he said it there, and I'm trying to be as neutral as I possibly can. You know, did he say it as in, you know, I get a slightly greater pleasure when the chief executive whizzes past me on my bicycle, it quickens one step slightly, so encouraging women to get out and about on a bicycle? Or did he say it as, I get a slightly greater pleasure when I see her going past on her bicycle? You know, there are two different ways of saying it. Do you understand me?
I do, and I understand. And it's not just the way in which he said it, which is much more in like your second impression than your first. But it's also what was said, and it was where it was said. This was a full meeting of a monthly meeting of the council. It was a public meeting. There was journalists present, you know, his peers, senior management from Belfast City Council were all present in the room. So to come out with a comment like that in that context, you know, it's not acceptable in any place, but particularly in such a high profile place and about such a high profile and accomplished member of staff.
Yeah, but is it because they were in City Hall, in City Council, in the chambers, so to speak? Would it have been all right for him to say to someone as Suzanne Wiley walks past, I see Suzanne on her bicycle some mornings, it puts a spring in my step seeing her on her bicycle. Is there actually anything wrong with what the DUP councillor said?
Yes, I do think there's something wrong with what he said. And the way he said it, and where he said it, and all these things have to be taken into the round. And you know, we can't go into each and various hypothetical situations. But what he did yesterday, and the video is there for your listeners to see, it's available on our website and various other places. But you know, over a period of time, he stood up, had obviously thought this through, was looking for some sort of reaction. And this is the reaction he's getting, because I think, you know, what he has said, it demeaned a senior member of staff in council, and you know, for the sake of what he was hoping to get, which was a cheap laugh or possibly a bit of attention, he went out of his way to do this. And I just don't think, you know, in this day and age, I don't think it was ever acceptable. In this day and age, we need to talk about a basic, you know, how you conduct yourself in the workplace is pretty well understood by the vast majority of people. And for someone who's a public representative, I think they really should have a higher standard again.
The previous chief executive of council was a man who I played football with for Breda for long and many's a day, and he was a good footballer in his time. And then, I suppose, like ourselves, he would have got past playing football, and he may or may not have been a stranger to a bicycle before he moved to pastures new. And I'm just thinking, if the comment had been made about him or any former chief executive, because it was a bloke, it would be all right. But because you make a comment about a woman on a bicycle, it's unacceptable.
But do you honestly think the comment would have been made? And I think that's the point here. Because these comments aren't usually made about men. They're usually made by men about women, but they're very rarely made about men and themselves. And I mean, you know, there would have been, I have heard that he had a good reputation as a footballer, but it would have been a much different type of conversation. And it is, it just goes back into this sort of, you know, sort of old traditional way of sort of the men putting together in one corner and how they treat women and treat them in a very different way.
But is there no humour left in the world? No crack left? No, you know, he maybe felt so comfortable in the company of Suzanne Wiley, who I'm sure is an outstanding professional, and no one is questioning that. But he felt so comfortable in the chief executive's company that he actually complimented her on her bike riding skills. But yet and all, it can only be seen through the eyes of the modern, politically correct fraternity in this part of the world as an insult.
Well, certainly I don't think he may be comfortable in Suzanne Wiley's company, but he was in the company of 60 other people as well, and he was in the company of media and broadcast and the internet and various other things. And it's not necessarily about feeling comfortable or complimenting or insulting. It's about speaking with respect. I mean, let's be clear, Councillor Craig wasn't complimenting Suzanne Wiley's cycling skills. He wasn't saying that she was excellent at her job in that regard. She's making a crack about her appearance. And that's not an insult or a compliment, and it's not politically correct as well to say that, you know, people in a workplace, when they're trying to go about to do their job, and Suzanne does do an excellent job, and she's a very accomplished chief executive of what's the largest council in Northern Ireland, that, you know, it's not beyond the realm to say she should be treated with a bit of respect.
So it's absolutely unacceptable to pass her a compliment about her look and how well she looks when she's riding a bicycle?
I don't see it as a compliment, to be honest with you. Now, I have to say, I don't get many people saying it about me, but I wouldn't take it as a compliment. I wouldn't take it as a compliment if it was said about any of my family members, anyone I'm close to. I see it as a crack from which is outdated, which certainly doesn't have whatever about, you know, amongst blokes in a pub. I don't think it's acceptable there, but it certainly isn't acceptable in a council chamber and in the public forum.
Do you accept it works the other way sometimes, where the girls see, say for instance, the former rugby player who becomes the politician, who really looks the part and who rides his bicycle and who's as fit as the butcher's dog, and he is out and about, and women will say, they say, gosh, do you see Mr. X in his lycra? Wow. That is completely acceptable in today's modern era, but the guy saying it about the girl is almost a jailing offence.
I don't think we're comparing like with like, to be honest with you. Firstly, I don't think that the scenario you've outlined happens as much or as frequently as men commenting about women. And I also don't think we're starting from the same starting point. I think, you know, men have it better in more or less every walk of life, every range of life, every profession than women do. And that's not a coincidence. And it's not down to any sort of superiority or inferiority. I think, you know, we are overcoming old ideas, and we've seen over the last 20 years people's perceptions have shifted about the role that women play, the jobs they play, where they can go, and how high up in corporate chains or in public life they can go. And I think it's shifting for the better, but it hasn't finished shifting yet either, and I think we've still a while to go. So, I you know, when there's comments made about, you know, male politicians and their appearance or whatever, you know, listen, I prefer people focused on policies and what they're actually doing as public representatives. But I think it's a different thing, and it's a much more serious thing when it comes to the women, because we are still in a situation, or still in a society that's moving towards a bit more balance between men and women, and I think we need to be very aware of that.
And finally, do you think that the DUP councillor we are referring to, Graeme Craig, should apologise?
I do. Yeah, I think he owes an apology to, first and foremost, to the chief executive of the council, and then secondly, to the rest of us for wasting our time with those comments. But, you know, firstly, I think he needs to realise that this isn't a situation where he can kind of roll his eyes, say sorry, and muffle something about the PC Liberal Brigade or anything like that. I think, you know, there has to be a bit of recognition that, you know, when something goes in, and what we were talking about last night was the completion of an excellent cycling project in East Belfast and a need for a broader cycling network across the city. And comments like this are just unhelpful and unwelcome distraction from that.
Okay.
Donald Lyons, SDLP, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Right, your opinions, of course, more important than any professional opinion or my opinion. But let me find out what Sheila Davidson, who commentates on a variety of issues, has to say. Sheila's a former leading executive in the public relations world. Sheila, good morning.
I'm not even former. I'm still doing it, Frank.
Are you still doing it, Sheila? I thought you were out on your bicycle.
Not a bit of me.
Sheila, can you put yourself in the shoes of Suzanne Wiley, one of our most respected professionals in Belfast, indeed, and someone who's made incredible progress over the years to hold such a high-powered position? Can you put yourself in her position last night? How would she have felt when a comment was made about how she looked when she was riding her bicycle?
Well, I'm pretty sure the word mortified would be right up on top of my list. I mean, I think the difficulty here is we're having a conversation this morning, and it's all over the place about Suzanne Wiley on her bike because she's a pretty attractive blonde woman. I very much doubt that the same councillor would have made remarks had she been a heavier woman or something that where he felt he might have been insulting her.
Now, do you notice, Sheila, let me stop you there. Did you notice from 9 o'clock this morning, I have described Suzanne Wiley, I think three different times. And not once have I had the courage to say what you've just said. I've described her as a professional, as successful, as someone who's made incredible progress,
as
highly thought of. All of that is correct. But for some reason, I haven't got the confidence as a man, because I would be castigated if I said she is a beautiful blonde lady. You said it. I'm going to agree with you.
Absolutely. But what we're not talking about is the fact that she's running the single largest council in Northern Ireland, responsible for multi-million pound spend on behalf of taxpayers. She's responsible for thousands of employees. She has and deserves the respect of those people that she serves, which are the councillors who represent all of the people, the taxpayers in Northern Ireland. And if someone thinks that they are being funny by giving her a backhanded compliment and then refusing to give the appropriate apology whenever it's pointed out. Now, everybody can make a mistake. Everybody can make a comment. Look, you know, you can't take that kind of thing so seriously. Where I do take it seriously is when it's pointed out to a public representative who owes his place to the votes of very many women and men who put him in that point and cannot understand and doesn't have the political intelligence to understand the mistake that he's made and makes an appropriate apology and actually understands the position that he's put his chief executive into, then there's something very seriously wrong with the representational skills of that particular person. And that's the point that I would come in at.
Of course. And do you accept, however, Sheila, as I put to Donal a moment ago, that women, if they make the comment, they can get away with it with a gulder and a laugh and everyone yo-hos. If a man makes the comment, he is seen as some sort of subspecies.
No, because I don't think that women do make those kinds of comments about men.
Seriously,
and men
seriously.
Don't make these comments about men. Absolutely, certainly not in the workplace. And you would not have found someone of the professionalism of Suzanne Wiley making any comment on anyone.
Oh, hold on! I'm not suggesting for a moment that Suzanne Wiley would make the comment. I'm saying
about a circumstance where you're in normal conversation with people who are your friends, or you know, I mean, let's not get this out of that kind of proportion. The proportion that this is in is this was a public event. It was a place where people are being remunerated for their representation of their electorate and making inappropriate remarks, which if you then were to look at, I mean, how can he make a serious remark about very serious issues alongside that kind of commentary? It just doesn't make sense.
So is it more serious because it was in the chamber?
It is equally as serious as if it's in the chamber and it's in the public domain. And that's why this has become a matter of public debate, because it actually is about how you represent yourself and how you represent. I mean, look, this story's gone on to the internet. It's gone throughout, social media. It will be commented on much further afield than just Northern Ireland. And that's a real level of concern. I do not believe that our male political representatives, or indeed our female political representatives, actually do converse in that way. And this is just This needs to be called out, and this man needs to apologise.
Is Graham Craig unfortunate that it comes in the same 24-hour bracket as David Moyes threatening to slap a female reporter who didn't please him with the question that she asked, and it was caught on tape? And even though the female reporter didn't complain, and even though Moyes would have been saying it in jest but apologised profusely for saying it, he does come across as aggressive, and he comes across as having crossed a very serious line of threatening to slap a woman, which is never acceptable.
You're saying he may have said it in jest, but every independent report that I'm reading on that indicates that he did not say it in jest. And that is actually where you cannot allow a line to be crossed. And, I mean, he actually, the comments that he made were after the interview, and it was caught on camera. And he was, there was a sense of menace, and one male reporter actually on this in the Independent said, "You were just getting a wee bit naughty at the end there, so just watch yourself. You might get a slap even though you're a woman." And then after that, he said, "Careful the next time you come in." Now, that goes beyond making a comment. That is actually threatening.
Yeah, and I completely...
He would not have said it like that to a male reporter. And that's the point where if you accept one level of public commentary, that moves on into private commentary, because that was a private comment that he made to her. He was just unlucky for him. And the fact that that young woman did not make the comment, look at what happened to the guy who complained about Jeremy Clarkson. You know what I mean? It may have wrecked Jeremy's career at one point, but it must have done much more damage to that producer at the same time. So, you know, these things are important.
Okay,
it
but this
very,
is a, this is also this is equally
careful about what you say.
Yeah, and I need to say this. I completely agree with your analysis of David Moyes, because that's how I hear it, and when I look at it, that's how I see it as well. But the question I asked you was, is Graham Craig unfortunate that his throwaway comment about Suzanne Wiley on a bicycle comes at exactly the same time that the spotlight is on sexism, is on women being mistreated? Because would you agree that it's really unfair to see Graham Craig as in any way being as guilty of sexism as David Moyes was?
Well, are you saying that there are levels of guilt and sexism, Frank?
Well,
I don't think so.
One carries a threat. One carries a threat where a guy is threatening to slap a female. The other is a joke about the shape of a girl on a bicycle. Surely there are different strata there.
No. And the very fact that you can even say, or anybody could say, Frank, and I know you're reflecting maybe what other people might say, a joke about the shape of a girl on a bike, sorry, that just does not compute to me as anything that we should be laughing about, smiling about. And whenever you get to that point of it, I think that you need to be very, very careful about how we objectify women, and that it is all part of the same strand of thinking. And I think Suzanne Breen would have made her report regardless of what had been previously in the media.
So just to be clear on this, you feel that Graham Craig, the DUP councillor, is every bit as guilty of sexism as David Moyes?
No, I did not say that, Frank, and that is not the kind of commentary I think that's useful in this. I think what we need to understand here is that the greater complexion of the kind of commentary about women in public life or in their professional lives, which is where the David Moyes thing comes into, needs to be treated with great care, and that men need to understand that the kind of banter that they can get into with each other needs to be very, very carefully considered when they're dealing in the public domain.
I don't think anyone will argue with you on that comment. Sheila, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
It's gone 25 past nine. I'll hear what you have to say. You've got some comments to make. Let me have a yarn with you after this. Good morning to you, and good morning to Bill, who's on this line. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Frank. I start to believe that the PC world is going crazy. I think it's what your interpretation of any comment is made. Frank, I'd like to ask you what you made of the actual comment.
In relation to the DUP councillor?
Yeah, Graham Craig.
At a personal level?
Would you have taken it? Yeah, on a personal level, yeah.
At a personal level, I would have dropped with shock, because surely you would know that a person who is a chief executive, whether she is male or female, should not be singled out during a council meeting for some sort of throwaway comment about shape, size, look, or demeanour. It is unacceptable commentary within the confines of where the politician was and where the chief executive was doing her job. My main point is that blokes get castigated for it. Women do it regularly. And one of our commentators there was saying, both of our commentators, Sheila and Donald, were saying women don't make demeaning comments about men, as in women don't comment on men in Lycra on bicycles. Women don't comment on rugby players' legs. Women don't comment on bulging biceps of guys in newspapers. Of course they do. Of course they do. So if we're going to eradicate it from men saying it about women, are we going to challenge women for saying it about men? That's the point that I was trying to make.
And you're correct in what you say, Frank. And I believe that, yeah, especially in this country, especially in this island, we are known for our humour, Frank. And I think when someone says someone in jest, or could be a mix of compliment, jest, or whatever it may be, but it's all in how we interpret it and take it on upon ourselves, you know. When we go down that line, I watched a programme last week about the late Martin McGuinness and Mr. Paisley making a comment in front of millions of viewers about no surrender or whatever, and they made a funny comment. It's just going to be, oh, we can't say this, we can't do this. Next thing we'll have fines for guys woof-wolfing off scaffolding at women. Is that what it's going to be?
It's getting very close to that. And yeah, Bill, just on the wolf whistling at women walking past, most building employers have now trained their employees not to wolf whistle because that can be taken as a sexist act, and a woman walking past technically could sue the building firm employing those employees. And if you take it even further, whereby you have, say, a female bricklayer or female quantity surveyor or whatever duty the female is carrying out on the site, you know, blokes who would be whistling at a female, it belongs to an era long, long gone by. And I presume, you know, the Diet Coke ad suggests that women whistle at good-looking men going past. You know, could we, for example, have that ad where a beautiful girl is working on a building site and, her buttons are bursting open because she is sweating so much from the hard toil of the construction industry, and there are blokes uncorking a Diet Pepsi or whatever it is, Diet Coke, saying, wow, look at that. Of course you couldn't. But yet and all, in the commercial world, it is okay the other way around. So again, I get back to the point that while we're on the right journey, in my belief, with men treating women properly, it has to work the other way around.
Exactly. Equality, Frank. It's one word, equality. As I say, if it's what's good for one, it's good for the other. And as I say, I agree with everything you've said, totally. But I'm going to go back to, it's the individual and how the individual interprets it. But as I say, what are we going to have the women back to Victorian age dress? I mean, wearing long dresses, big baggy tops. So, women like to wear that way. There's women out there dress because they like to be looked at.
Okay. Well, that's a different issue. There are women, of course, who do like to be noticed. But when you're a professional sitting in a chief executive's role at Belfast City Hall, doing your professional job to the best of your ability, you don't expect some councillor to be quipping about how you look on a bicycle. Patrick's got a quick point. Morning, Patrick.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Patrick.
I'm surprised you haven't got 6 months in jail or get lifted or arrested, because sometimes you make a remark about a good-looking woman or fine red-haired girl. I'm surprised that RUC, or whatever you call them, doesn't come down and arrest you. But see, a woman was on there. She's a lovely woman, and that's all she has to worry about, somebody passing a remark about a lady. And these women spend a fortune in makeup and clothes and that to look well. And then when somebody says, you're looking well, love, don't you dare say that to me.
Yeah, you see, you could argue that Graham Craig, the DUP councillor, was simply giving a good old-fashioned compliment to a beautiful woman.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's the way a lot of people are taking it on the text. However, this, and it was Sheila Davidson who described her as a beautiful woman, this beautiful woman just happens to be the chief executive of the council who happens to ride a bicycle and who shouldn't have her beauty analysed, indeed, by councillors who are really fellow workers. And I think we all know that in this day and age that we shouldn't be passing commentary on how our colleagues or how our bosses look on a bicycle or off a bicycle, whether they are male or female. This is 2017, not 1977. This is Graham Craig speaking in the council last night.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'm very glad that Councillor Kyle has raised this issue this evening. I'm not sure that it's pleasure, but he whizzes past me the odd morning on my way into work as I'm walking down the Greenway. And I also have the much, don't take this the wrong way, John, but the slightly greater pleasure of the Chief Executive whizzing past me on her bicycle in the morning, which I'm sure it does quicken one's step slightly.
See, that's what he said. Does he deserve to be hung out to dry? Or was he simply being a bit old-fashioned and complimentary towards a woman who he probably thinks a lot of? And he does see her go past on her bicycle, and she just happens to look great on the bicycle. And yet and all, he is being analysed this morning under the banner headline of DUP man in City Hall sexism row, on the very same morning that David Moyes is yet again being hung out on the front page of the other paper. Let's see, The Sun, Moyes in FA sexism quiz. I just wonder, is it fair to even be considering comparing what Graham Craig said to what David Moyes said? As I said before, your opinions are more important than mine. Just let me remind you, actually, of what David Moyes did actually say. I'm going to get that for you here, and it is there. Right, this is what David Moyes said to a female reporter who was interviewing him for Match of the Day.
Does it put any extra pressure on you as a manager when you know the owner's in the stands watching on?
No, none at all.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
You're just getting a wee bit naughty at the end there, so just watch yourself. You might get a looking. You still might get a slap even though you're a woman.
Yeah. Can you just straighten your badge, please? Just do badge.
Careful the next time you come in.
So he finishes with a slight threat there. Okay, careful the next time you come in. That's it's not a slight threat. That is a warning across the bows. Was it a warning just to be a bit more considerate in your questioning, or was it a warning that suggested you might get a slap? He, of course, apologised in the wake of it.
It was in the heat of the moment, and I deeply regret the comments I made. It's certainly not the person who I am, and I accept it was a mistake. I spoke to the BBC reporter, who accepted my apology, and hopefully we all move on.